You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
On We Talk Radio Network with your host, Big Joe, on the Mind, Body, and Soul Radio Show.
Hello, I am your host, Big Joe, right here on the Mind, Body, and Soul Radio. Right here on We Talk Radio. Sorry, the Mind, Body, and Soul Show, right here on We Talk Radio. How you doing tonight, Kia?
Absolutely fabulous, my brother. How are you? Got my man T Smiley holding it down with us tonight.
What up? T-Smile, you in the building today. You doing all right?
I heard y'all did yes, sir. I heard y'all did an amazing job this morning. I just want to say thank you.
I got your back. I got your back. That's no problem. It was my pleasure, of course. Just glad everything is going all right with you.
Yes, sir. That's going good, man. Just finishing up celebrating my youngest baby's birthday. She turned 6 years old yesterday, so still doing a little birthday celebration.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Kia D.
Yes, sir.
You got some music for me?
I do. We're gonna have some fun tonight. I got a new song tonight by a young man by the name of Sean Babcock. He's an extraordinary young man, known him for many years, an incredible artist. We're gonna feature his song tonight called "Hold On." Y'all don't go anywhere. Y'all hold on. Mind, Body, and Soul Radio, right here on We Talk Radio with your host Big Joe. We'll be right back.
Crazy at times. Seems like you don't want got a solid foundation. I'm gonna tell everybody that you are the soul. Oh, what a joy you've given me in all these years. I got the sweetest memories.
We are live right here on We Talk Radio Network with the Mind, Body, and Soul Radio Show, hosted by Big Joe, right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Right here, I am Big Joe, holding it down for We Talk Radio, holding it down with Kia D, the Kia
in the building,
Mr. T Smiley.
What up, what up?
And, of course, myself, Big Joe, just kind of holding it down and trying to give you something for your mind, your body, and your soul. That very first song that you played is funny. Hold On. It's funny because I just read something that had an acronym for HOPE. And, of course, you know, HOPE is spelled H-O-P-E, and the acronym was Hold On, Pain Ends. So, I like that. That was a nice song, too.
Hey, yeah, shout out to my main man, Sean Babcock. He's an amazing artist, you know, been doing it for a long time. You know, there's a lot of local artists that have been doing a lot of things, grinding for a long time, and right now, you know, they're coming together, pulling out those incredible messages of power and inspiration, and they're putting pen to paper and lyrics down, and they're making it happen and coming out with some extraordinary music. So it's a beautiful time, really, to be connected to all these amazing artists and to be able to flow with them. It's nice. And he sent that to me personally. He sent that. He reached out to me personally, and he literally sent that to me personally. So he's actually a young man who I'd love to get connected with you and feature right here on your show.
We're going to see if we can't do that. We're going to see if we can't do that. Make that happen and give him a nice little interview and see what we can pull out of him.
Absolutely.
That'll work. That'll work. We got some things going on. Kiddy, you want to help me out? We got a brand new website.
We do. You know, we've got so many things going on. One of the things that we're doing is we're celebrating that over 1,500 episodes. So we are really celebrating the fact that we have hit 1,500 episodes. This is 1,506, I think, tonight. So we're really 1,505. Tonight's show, 1,505, so we're excited. Also, we've got a brand new website, brand new look, brand new everything. So make sure you check that out. Amazing things that are happening on the website. So y'all go check all of that out. Next month, we are doing something amazing. One of the things that we're doing next month is we're going to be giving away merchandise, We Talk Radio merchandise. We're going to be giving away cash prizes and as well as other prizes next month. Only thing you need to do is tune in. Once you tune in, and you'll be able to hear all the great things that will be given away. Now, this is a secret. There's every week we're going to have a keyword inside of each show. And if you listen every week, now the keywords are going to be different. The keywords will be different. You have to listen to every single show that week. If you listen to every single show that week, and you're able to catch that keyword, and at the end of the week, on Sunday night, once all of the shows have aired, if you send us an email with every keyword, you will win $250. It's that simple and that easy. So if you're trying to figure out how to win some money, stay tuned to WeTalkRadio.com. WeTalkRadio.com. Now, you've got to listen to the radio shows because what we're talking about here is not going out on the website. Now, you will see it on our social media pages, but it's something special for our listeners here. So it's only for you. If you are a listener, you have an opportunity to win. So stay tuned to all of our radio shows, and you'll be able to hear more about what's going on.
Thank you so much, Askia.
You're welcome.
So am I. You know, I wish I could win some of the money, but I guess that don't apply to us employees.
You might want to have your kids listening in to those radio shows. They got all the keywords. Hey.
But yes, we are definitely trying to do new things right here on We Talk Radio. Just trying to bring more, trying to give the fans more, trying to give the people more, trying to give everybody more. So we're going to have more interviews. We're going to have more prizes. We're going to do more. This is just the beginning.
And we have a brand new website. This website is state-of-the-art, first of its class. So go take a look at it at WeTalkRadio.com. We're super excited about our brand new look, and you should be too. So go check it out, WeTalkRadio.com.
Yeah, D, let's get some more music in real quick.
Absolutely. Do you want something slow? What you want? What you feeling?
Give me something slow.
Oh, you want something slow. Okay. I, You know what? I can handle
that. It's almost time to unwind. It's that time to unwind, relax. You've been having a hard week all week, and now it's time to relax your mind, your body, and your soul. Tell me you got something for me.
I do. This is actually one of my favorite interviews ever, was done with a young lady by the name of Flow Assist. If you remember a group back in the day with Marsha Ambrosia and a young lady by the name of Flow Assist, they started a group called Flow A Tree. And when they broke up, I actually had the opportunity to interview Flow Assist. And one of my favorite interviews of all times, except for T-Smiley. But one of the reasons why is because some of the things that she divulged in that interview was about some of the incredible times that she spent with Michael Jackson. And it was so, she said, Kia, do you realize I've never told anybody this? She was telling me stuff that she'd never told anybody. So for me and her, it was a pivotal moment for me in my life where I was listening to someone who had never told anybody a story, somebody that has been in situations that she's been in and been in front of people and been all over the world, well traveled, well interviewed, and she's telling me, little old me, something she's never told anybody. And for her, it was a moment she realized, man, I can break this barrier down, and I can actually talk about this. So it was really awesome to hear. But I got one of her songs right tonight, one that I featured many years ago. I'm going to feature it tonight. So y'all don't go anywhere. More Mind, Body, and Soul Radio with Big Joe when we return on We Talk Radio Network.
I like that. Things that I like about me. I like the way you move. I like the way you choose. You never lose. You don't have to prove it. I love the warrior star. I love a buffalo soldier. You make things happen. And I make things happen too. You're doing your thing, yay. I'm doing my thing now. We make things happen. Lifetimes together like peace by peace. And I found my way home. So now I'm not seeking. Yet still, you're attracting me somehow. I love my warrior star.
Yeah, warrior.
I love my buffalo soldier. Cause you make things happen.
Yeah.
And I make things happen too. You're doing your thing, yay. I'm doing my thing now. We make things happen.
Come on,
yeah. Don't it make you feel good?
Yeah.
Don't it make you feel good?
Mm.
Don't it make you feel good? When the love is real good.
Real good, real good.
This it makes
love.
You feel.
It makes you feel.
It makes you feel.
It makes you feel.
It makes you feel good.
Feels good like fluid, like he be druid and me lady of the mist. We mystics, logistics can't quite break us down. We stick around, drawn like magnets, entwined like mathematics. We equations, elemental, we particles. He part of she part of he. Quantum in our physics, chemistry, biologically, we make sense. And it feels so good, like right, like light.
Real good.
How it make you feel?
It makes you feel.
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 When the love
Welcome to the Mind, Body, and Soul, hosted by your very own Big Joe. He'll put you in the know. No, 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 of your mind, body, and soul.
That girl can sing.
That girl can sing. She can sing. Shout out to Magazine for blessing us with her talent and ability. We love you, Magazine. Welcome to the Mind, Body, and Soul show hosted by Big Joe. I am Big Joe, holding it down with Kia D, T Smiley. Are you guys with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are right here, man. Hey, the last song, man, it kind of put me... you can tell somebody that worked with a musical icon as of Michael Jackson. That song kind of put me in mind of his song, Butterflies. You know, kind of like a little talking and the smooth jam.
Yeah.
And she did that. So I kind of heard that in her song. So great work. She has some great work.
I'm going to say you can definitely tell when you get Michael Jackson fans around.
Yeah, because, I mean, seriously, yeah, she worked with Michael Jackson, man. It had you pay attention to her song more. And then the more you pay attention to her song, it kind of, like you said, if you're a Michael Jackson fan, it kind of make you hear little bits and pieces and somebody's work. So definitely, she definitely did that. So.
Yeah, that was a very nice one. Kitty, T. Smiley, I got a quick question. With everything that's going on in the world, we have people taking over the state capital, if you will. The nation's capital. Capital, I mean, what are people's mind states? What do you think is going on right now? I mean, all this crazy chaos, storming Capitol Hill. What is the mind state, if you will?
I think the mind state.
Go ahead, smile.
Yeah, I think the mind state right now, honestly, is people are gonna believe. They'll believe the grass is truly greener on the other side. It's coming from somebody that's clearly, you know, that's clearly wrong about that piece. So, you know, I believe if they have a high, whatever you call it, like a, you know. They believe in somebody, and they got somebody in such a high position that they think they can't be wrong. They'll believe anything. So their mindset is, you know, right is right, wrong is wrong. Even if wrong look right, is wrong. You know what I mean? So as far as mind thinking, I don't think they were thinking, you know. I don't think they were thinking. You know what I mean? It was an emotional thing. It was more emotion than thoughtful. So
that's a good point. Emotion. That's a good point.
Emotions make you cry sometimes. No, I'm just playing. But it makes sense though, right? It makes sense, though, right?
It does. It does. I'm going to tell you what I believe. I believe that they are a people of desperation. And I believe desperate people do desperate things. And what I mean by desperation is I believe in their minds and their souls, even their bodies, I believe that they have to do this. And they have to do this because of their ancestors. For all those years, to them, we are taking away from them. So they are taking back what, quote unquote, has been stolen from them since emancipation. Or even before that, they're very angry. And do they have a good reason to be? Heck no. But they are very angry. And you can tell by watching those videos and listening to them. Some of them were intoxicated, yes, but some of them were not. And some of them were speaking from their hearts. And their hearts were yelling and screaming, we want justice. But what kind of justice is the thing that we're talking about now? What kind of justice? So, yeah. But their minds and their bodies and their souls are seething with desperation of trying to take back what they believe is theirs.
I don't know why that song is stuck in my head, but emotions make you fall in love. No, just playing. But still, man, that was treating them wrong, that has been treating us wrong all these past 4 years, man. And emotions got involved. When somebody's feeling got hurt and they didn't win, you know what I'm saying, and it turned out the way they want, emotions came in. And emotions said, oh, let's go. Tell them that our voices can be heard and they can't stop us and this, and that. I mean, somebody that's defeated have to accept defeat. And when you can't accept defeat, man, you'll do anything.
No,
you're right,
Smiley.
You're right on that one.
It is very interesting. It is very interesting. Now, it brings a new fold question. What about all these preachers, all these pastors, all these evangelists who said that God said that Trump was going to win?
In the Bible, they said something about false prophets. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Ditto. Emotions gonna make them cry sometimes. How about that?
Now there is another part to that. Okay, we gotta go there. There was a man in the Bible who prayed that who was told to go to a city that he didn't want to go to. And when he went the opposite way, God disturbed his trip. He ended up getting thrown overboard and swallowed whole by a fish. The fish swam, and when he prayed for 3 days and three nights, he was spit out on the very land that he was running from, and told these people of Nineveh, if they didn't change, that this was going to happen. Angrily, he sat up under a tree, or he sat under the sun and waited for the city to be destroyed, but it was not. Talked to God about the whole situation, and it didn't look like God did what he even had a conversation with God and told God, now, ain't this the reason why I told you that I didn't want to go in the first place? Is because you're so slow to wrath. So on the surface, it would look as if he was a false prophet because he preached that this was going to happen, and it did not happen until 400 years later. Then they were wiped out. I think it's kind of dangerous to say that they were are false prophets because they may have been seeing what they wanted to see and not necessarily hearing from God.
Right. So if you're not hearing from God, and you seeing what you want to see, that would be a false word.
Yeah. And I believe that there was a lot of false words and a lot of not necessarily false words. This is what I think it was. I think there was a lot of man interpretation. What man thought God was going to do. And God has simply told us from the beginning, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. We don't even think alike. So it is truly amazing. It is truly amazing. Through it all, I think we still have to trust God. Not man and not what man say, but what God say. I think it was a real eye-opener because it may expose a lot of false prophets for being just that, false prophets. Because there were so many that said that God told them specifically. So either you lying or God lying. And my word says God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he should repent.
Yeah, that's a word.
You got to give me some low music. I think we're going to have a pretty much a music night tonight.
No problem. What you feeling, some gospel or some more R&B?
I think that's what we need. I think we need more God right now.
You got it.
Right now the world is going crazy. And the only thing, it's funny, the word says, if my people, who are called by my name, but humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I would hear from heaven and heal the land. He didn't say if the world would turn. He said if my people, the ones that truly trust on me, the ones that truly depend on me, the ones that really know me, and watch this, and I know them, if they would humble themselves. It is so much pride going on right now. It is so much pride. It is so much eyes of the lust. It is so much right now. I think it's time for those of us who truly know God, if we were to seek his face, turn from our wicked ways. That word wicked, that used to bother me for a minute. He didn't say change from your bad ways. Watch this. He didn't even say change from your evil ways. He said change from your wicked. That is so profound because wicked means you know what you're doing is wrong. which yet you steal. If you would seek God's face, humble yourself and pray. Turn from your wicked ways. Then pride is so wicked. Pride is so, it can, a man can be hurt behind pride or killed. Aren't we supposed to be a humble people? Humble and pride don't go together. Yeah, you got to give me some gospel, Keith.
I got you, my brother. I got you, my brother. We'll be back with more of the Mind, Body, and Soul radio show with your host, Big Joe, on We Talk Radio Network.
And the law. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Send down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you are.
Proverbs 24:18, a just man, just man falleth seven times, but rises back up again. Now, what makes him just? We in the church would call him wicked. He falls seven times. One time we can understand, twice maybe, but seven times. Well, what makes him just from the Bible standpoint is that he has enough sense to realize that he can get back up. And not only just get back up, but get back in line. No matter where you've fallen from, no matter what you've done, no matter how many times you've done it, it's not too late. He is so much in love with you that his mercy endures. His mercy is everlasting. It's not too late. No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, God is still faithful and he's still just, even when we're unfaithful and when we're not just. He's so faithful and just to forgive you of every single solitary sin. No matter how many promises you've made and broken, no matter how many times you've done it over and over again, I'm a living witness. He will forgive you like he forgave me. He's just waiting on you to confess. Just say, Lord, have mercy on me. Forgive me. I'm not going to make you any more promises. You know my heart. I want to do right. Show me how. Take me back. Put me back in line. I love you. Teach me how to walk right. Break every habit. Loose me from every addiction. Come into my life and my heart and live in me and through me. I give you my life for the rest of my life. Just that quickly, you're forgiven. Just that quickly, you're healed. He's your God and you're his child. No condemnation. No condemnation. Don't remember the past sin because he's forgotten. Isaiah 43:25 says, I am he that blots out your transgressions. And for mine own sake, I will not remember your sin. If he's forgotten them, then you forgive and forget too. You're healed. You're saved. You're whole. Jesus. Come on, Pastor Wyatt.
I fell down, but I got up. I fell down, but I got up. I fell down, but I got up. Cause I found out that a saint is just a sinner who fell down. But it didn't stay there. Everyone lift those hands. The word is so clear. It simply states that if we would confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and would believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, that thou shalt be saved.
Welcome to the Mind, Body, and Soul, hosted by your very own Big Joe. He'll put you in the know. No, 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 no. Of your mind, body, and soul.
Welcome to the Mind, Body, and Soul Show with Big Joe. I'm your host, Big Joe, holding it down with T. Smiley, Kia D. Right here in the building, We Talk Radio.
Yes.
I love that last song you played. That is a personal favorite. Not only just because it has Marvin Wine in it, but it is just very touching, and it's what we need to hear. Right now, as a country, we look pretty bad right now. We look as if we have failed, but we can get back up, get back in line, get back to the place that we need to be, or we should be. You got anything, Kia? I think we got just a few more minutes. Again, check out the webpage, check out the website. It is, again, brand new look, looking pretty good. I mean, we got more things to come. Tune in next month. Definitely tune in next month. Black History Month, we're definitely going to do some special things right here on We Talk Radio. Kia, you still with me or did I lose you?
I am. No, I am here. And you are right. We are going to be doing some extraordinary things next month. I'm excited and very much so ready for it. We're going to be giving away a lot of things, a lot of treats, a lot of We Talk Radio merchandise and We Talk Radio masks and Team We Talk Radio shirts. Big Joe still got to get his mask. I got to get him his, but he got his shirt. I'm going to get him his mask.
Yes.
So, but we've got some amazing things. We're even going to be giving away some cashola. Everybody likes dollar bills. So we decided we're going to be giving away that. We're also next month going to be going to some black-owned restaurants. If you are a black-owned business and you want us to stop by and say hello or purchase something, let us know. Send us an email to admin, that's admin at wetalkradio.com. admin@wetalkradio.com. So that's A as in Apple, D as in delivery, M as in Mary, I as in India, N as in Nancy at wetalkradio.com. So we are super excited. Let us know. And even if it's not in Dallas, Fort Worth, we're definitely looking to connect with a lot of business owners around the globe, black-owned business owners around the globe. So for next month, for Black History Month, please let us know where you are, and let's try and connect with you no matter where you are around the globe. So that's what we're doing next month. It's a big month. This year is a very big year. We're moving into a brand new lane for We Talk Radio Network, and I'm super excited. We've got some amazing people that are on our team, and I just want to say Happy New Year to everybody, and thank you all so much for sticking around for 10 years. It's 10 and a half years now, and we're moving into 11 years, looking forward to 40 years and then 100 years. So we're excited.
That is amazing. That is amazing. T, you still with me?
T, he is getting his daughters right now.
I know he's ending his celebration of life. With his left, he's not ending the life, but ending the celebration. Today is the last part of the day.
It's a celebration, and they are in bereavement at the exact same time. So his youngest daughter's birthday was yesterday, and she actually lost her great grandmother, and they had her homegoing celebration on today. So it is a very trying time for everyone. I think she was 91 years old, so she lived a very, very amazing and incredible life. So his youngest daughter turned 6 years old on yesterday. And so we are super excited. We want to say happy birthday to Amaya and to Big Joe. No, not Big Joe, but Joe, who celebrated another young man who calls in a lot. He's here in Dallas, and he celebrated his birthday on Wednesday. So if you're celebrating your birthday this month, let us know. I'm celebrating my birthday next Friday. I'm super excited. I can't wait. So y'all come hang out with us on We Talk Radio Network every day next week, www.wetalkradio.com. We're even going to be giving away prizes for people who tell somebody else about us. So if you are somebody who likes to tell somebody about somebody or talk about something, this is the right place to do it. So let us know follow us, and you can do that at wetalkradio.com. Let us know what businesses we can connect at admin@wetalkradio.com. Sorry, Big Joe.
No problem. You know what? I'm gonna give you the honors tonight. You want to pray us out?
Absolutely.
A few more minutes left. So if you want to pray us out and then get one more song in, and we say good night.
Amen. Father God, I just want to take this opportunity to tell you thank you so much for everything that you have done. I know you look high and you are looking, you sit high and you look low, Father God, and you're able to see everything that's going on right now, Father God. I pray that you would cover this earth, cover everybody in it, Father God, and cover our minds, our bodies, and our souls, Father God. Father God, we want to have a true and deep connection with you. Father, everybody here is yearning for something, Father God. Some are reaching, Father God, for things they don't even know what they're reaching for, Father God. I pray right now that you would find your way into their hearts, their lives, their minds. Let somebody come by them that just speaks the name of Jesus. Let none of us be afraid to speak the name of Jesus, because somebody needs to hear it. Father God, we love you. We praise you. you. We pray for blessings and peace and kindness and mercy all over this land tonight. Father God, we pray for those who are hurting, Father God, to have a peaceful heart, Father God, and to be able to rest soundly tonight as they sleep, Father God. We pray for those who are hurting, Father God, financially, Lord God, that you would open up an amazing door, Lord God, for Father God, that can never be closed, Lord God. We love you, and we'll continue to praise you right now. We pray for every radio personality, Father God, every intern, every staff member, every board member, Father God, every volunteer over We Talk Radio Network, every listener right now in the name of Jesus, every Hot Topic panelist, everybody in administration, everybody who does anything as it pertains to We Talk Radio Network, every volunteer, sponsor, advertiser, it doesn't matter, Lord God. If they've touched, spoken, done anything with We Talk Radio, Father God, I pray that you would bless them right now in the name of Jesus, 10 times fold, beyond what they could even imagine, Lord God. And we pray that you would give them what their heart desires, Father God, and that let their dreams come true. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in right here on We Talk Radio, the Mind, Body, and Soul show with Big Joe. I am your host, Big Joe, holding it down. Let's get in the gospel and say good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. I don't sound as good as Maggie Jean, but I'm working on it. Good night.
work it, work it. I believe without a doubt that my God will surely. Come on. He done brought me out before, so I know that he will. Yeah. No problem, too big for my man, cause he will. Work it, work it. Work it, work it.
Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.